New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bill package October 25th. One piece of the legislation increases the penalty for repeat offenders to a felony by creating a Class E felony, aggravated family offense. Manhattan District Attorney and President of the New York District Attorneys Association of the State of New York, Cyrus Vance Jr., said this addresses an underlying issue, the ability of offenders to abuse their victims again and again without serious consequences. Rob Rollison is chairman of the Dutchess County Legislature, and prior to becoming chairman, he was part of the county's Citizens Advisory Committee on Domestic Violence. He says he, along with law enforcement and advocacy groups across the state, have been pushing for the initiatives that are part of the package, a package that he says is comprehensive and one with which he is very pleased, especially with relation to the following.
Giving judges more latitude in setting bail for batterers and being able to take into consideration mitigating factors to put higher bail on batterers to keep them away from their victims.
Michael Berg is the executive director of Ulster County-based Family of Woodstock in Kingston, an organization that provides crisis intervention, information, and other support services for area individuals and families in need, including for domestic violence victims.
The law is a good law. It gives discretion to the judges to make a better decision based upon actual information about the history of the batterer or the situation.
Rollison, a Republican who is also a former member of the Town of Poughkeepsie Police Department, said it makes sense to give judges more leeway when it comes to abusers.
You know, it sounds common sense, but believe it or not, that wasn't really the case. Judges had limited access to info on criminal histories, taking that into consideration when setting bail, because really bail in itself is just an assurance that the defendant will appear in court. Now, in most standard criminal cases, that would be enough. But when you have someone who is victimizing someone, and in many cases repeatedly over a long period of time, it's not the standard type of crime. You know, it's not just a straight-up robbery. It's not just a straight-up assault or a property crime.
Both Rollison and Berg credit outgoing Republican State Senator Steve Saland, who sponsored the bill in the Senate, with being a staunch advocate for domestic violence victims. Another measure set to go into effect in less than 1 week allows a victim of domestic violence to request an alternative mailing address, telephone number, or other contact information to receive specific health claim and billing information. It's a protection families, Berg says, is important.
The creation of an address which is non-threatening and not traceable is very critical. We've had people show up at our shelter looking for their partner, and it's a scary thing.
The bill package also includes a measure that prohibits a person who was served with an order of protection or charged in the death of a victim from controlling the victim's remains and funeral arrangements. Dutchess County Legislature Chairman Rob Rollison says that although the bill package does cover a lot of critical territory, he intends in the new legislative session to charge the county's Citizens Advisory Committee on Domestic Violence with revisiting a report the committee had issued and seeing where there need to be revisions and advocacy for additions. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.